Just 41 prisoners remain at the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, but the U.S. may soon send a new generation of inmates to Guantanamo. That's what President Trump promised to do in the campaign, and it's part of the administration's plans, according to a draft executive order made public late last month. NPR's David Wellner reports from Guantanamo.
Please join me and a few other reporters on a guided tour of Guantanamo's prison camps. It's what's known as the windshield tour. You can look at the camps, but only from the roads outside.
How you doing? Hello, everyone.
Our guide has just climbed into the crowded tour van.
Captain John Philostrat, U.S. Navy. I'm the public affairs officer for the Joint Task Force. Let's just do a quick spin around, and then we'll stop in front of Camp 6.
We head down an asphalt road past 10 tents and cargo containers, makeshift housing for the 1,100 troops who guard Guantanamo's 41 prisoners. Captain Philostrat says a lot's changed here over the past few years.
The biggest difference is obviously the number of detainees, also the behavior of the detainees. When I got here in 2013, there were protests going on inside the camps. Definitely a different time.
So there are not protests now?
No, they're highly compliant.
That may have to do with a guard-to-prisoner ratio of about 27 to 1. Those inmates, as our guide points out, occupy two very distinct camps.
There's Camp 6 and there's Camp 7. Those are the two facilities that house the 41 detainees that are currently here at Joint Task Force.
And what's the difference between 6 and 7?
Camp 6 is a modern-day facility that houses the general population detainees. Camp 7 is a secret facility that houses high-value detainees.
Can we see it?
No.
And why is that?
It's classified. I can't even tell you where it is. I've never been there myself.
All 15 men in the secret Camp 7 have at least one thing in common. All were previously held in other countries, in secret CIA prisons known as black sites. According to a Senate report, all were subjected during that time to brutal interrogations. Our van's now pulled up to a big area surrounded by high-covered fences bristling with rolls of razor wire.
So up here on the left is Camp 6 and 5.
There are currently just 26 prisoners being held in these camps. Philostrat says there is room for at least 200 more.
We haven't received any orders to take additional detainees in, but if given the order, we could go ahead and comply.
I think it's an awful, awful idea.
That's Colleen Kelly. Her brother Bill perished in the World Trade Center on 9/11. For the past 5 years, Kelly's been watching a military commission in Guantanamo struggle to bring five occupants of Camp 7 accused of plotting the 9/11 attacks to trial. She says sending even more captives to the dysfunctional war court makes no sense.
As someone who has waited 5 years for even the glimpse of a trial that hasn't happened, why would we do that? We have a system of justice in this country that has been tried and tested for more than 250 years that has served us well. And the military commission, as much as there is an earnest effort by the prosecution, it's all untested. And to have that continue on and on, it's an awful idea.
Other relatives of 9/11 victims stand by the military commissions. Marvina Baksh also lost her brother on 9/11. As a guest of the prosecution, she talked to reporters after the latest attempt to hold a two-week hearing here collapsed on its first day.
They need to take as long and be as painstakingly thorough as possible. And I guess that's just something we have to, in this instance, wait for the fruit to ripen, then it'll be all good.
Baksh was assured by the chief prosecutor, General Mark Martins, that her patience will pay off.
Please know that justice will be done in the end, and until then, we will not rest.
But David Niven, who represents accused 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, says torture will keep complicating the prosecution's quest to prove his client guilty and have him executed.
When cases involve torture, they are going to also be festooned with a lot of secrecy in order to protect the people who engaged in the torture. And that slows down discovery, it slows down investigation, it slows down the nature of the trial and the hearings and everything. It slows everything way down.
Indeed, the recently leaked draft executive order for Guantanamo has been tweaked. It no longer seeks to revive harsh interrogations, but it still recommends repopulating Guantanamo, halting prisoner transfers to other countries, and finding a way for military commissions to deliver what it calls swift and just trial and punishment. David Wellen, NPR News, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.